Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in its prime, heroin can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And you are listening once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 10, verse 32 already. That M period, A period, N period stands for music, activism, news, abbreviation, acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, or concerns. If you're sending in any music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, if you may not, you just might not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you just stay silent, go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can press one, or you can just call right back, and we'll try to get you on in a hurry. I want to let you all know some of the things you can catch, such as Common Sense Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. And a Twitter page of Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Or Man in the Street 13. That's Man in the Street numeral 13. Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. with a period. Also, I want to let people know that you could Facebook Kent and Angelica. That's Kent, K-E-N-T, space, N, space, A-N-G-E-L-I-K-A. You could also Facebook HipHopWorkshopRecords.com. You can also check out and Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. Prayers for Tina Hobson goes out. Also, check out www.3342music.com for the hottest music that's coming out in the region. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Before the Queen's Court at 6 p.m., tomorrow's guest, BWE Entertainment. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube, Miss Commentary, Cleveland. Also, letting you know to check out www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com or on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Woo, a lot of things going on in our region. So I'll get to some of those things, such as our top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. One of those things that is coming up is the sleepover. The sleepover, which is happening at City Hall this coming Sunday, press conference at 7 p.m., and then everybody will spend the night from 10 p.m. all the way until 10 a.m. the next morning, and that's the sleepover for Lead. Point person is Angela Y. Davis. I guess she's gotten it a second time. I also want to throw out there for those that might say, hey, wait a minute, are there other activities going on? Yes, it is. This coming, and it barely missed the top 10, but it's getting out there that the Ward 1 Community Mayoral Forum, which is happening this Thursday, August the 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at 3919 Lee Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128, at the Williams E. Sanders Family Life Center. It's the mayoral forum with Sandra Williams, Bashir Jones, Dennis Kucinich, Kevin Kelly, Zach Reed, Justin Bibb, Ross DeBello. So this ought to be very, very interesting in itself. I'm letting you know some of the things that happened as I go back through. And now they just barely missed out on the list, but let's give you that top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, such as number 10 spot, August the 11th, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, this Wednesday, the Dialogue Center. We celebrate hip-hop with CUMR, Cleveland Underground Music Radar will be represented. King Eric Magnus will be represented. Major Taps will be represented. Sheriff Kilroy will be represented. These are some of the names that have been with the Hip Hop Workshop throughout all of these years. It's a solemn day occasion for hip hop at the Dialogue Center. CD release of Commander in Chief will be on that day as well. And for those who missed it, we can talk about it now. August 11th, the Senate passed in the Senate. Congress recognized Hip Hop Culture Day starting out in 1972 with DJ Kool Herc. We're going on with the 48th year for hip hop being as strong as it is. It's a birthday for hip hop. We appreciate that. Hip hop starting out is Cedric. In the Bronx, New York, and, of course, DJ Kool Herc through a school jam, break beats, all of that. It was recognized. It's a solemn day. There will be no misrepresentation of hip-hop on my watch because they already consider hip-hop being still thugs, ignorant, not right. Well, we're going to treat it right. Number 9, debuting Miss Goods, G-O-O-D-Z. Number 8, moving up, Princess Dia. Wow, the queens are in the house. Number 7, moving up, Strut Buchanan by Eric Magnus. It's the Strut Buchanan mouthpiece album by King Eric Magnus. Number 6, moving up, let them know 2021 Black House Sound, or I should say BHS on YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. solo cut. Number five, moving up, CUMR Volume 6, 900 plus views, almost going to 1,000. It features on CUMR Volume 6, Miss Goods, The Actual Tannis, Trap Boy Mannequin, MC Chill, Big Moochie, Sheriff Kilroy. Yep, the Happy Feet song is on there. 900 plus views, almost at 1,000. Number four, move it up. The Mark Morant Story Uncut. The Mark Morant Story Uncut. Almost 10,000 views on YouTube. The song features Angela Y. Davis, Black House Sounds, Sheriff Kilroy, beat by Joseph Motley Jr., video by GMS Hood Famous TV. Number three, debuting, Facebook, The Black Talk Table, last Saturday by BWE. Had a lot of viewers on that. Number two, debuting on Facebook, Future Gen Comics Corporate Launch and Book Signing this Thursday, 1101 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven will be there, Man in the Streets. And number one, moving up, Red Lion Tattoo Second Annual Hip Hop Celebration with Wooster Skate Shop Ramp for skateboarding and graph that was well represented. So those are some of the things that are happening. Let's see, some of the things that you might have missed. This is Music Activism and News. So I can tell you that for those who might have missed it, it was a powerful thing that happened. We met at the East Cleveland Police Department, concerning policy and procedure on chases. It looks like there'll be legislation done. It looks like there'll also be equipment to be used. And the East Cleveland Police Department talked about why they were so fast to deal with corrupt police officers, including the extorting cops and the one who's kicked in the head of a suspect. We were joined by the Afro Dogs, Pastor Randy Reed, my pastor from The Rock AME, Zion Church, Man in the Street was there, Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Councilman Ernest L. Smith was there, East Cleveland City Council, Ward 3, to which I'm the Ward 3 advisor. Definitely, I know the staff at the radio program was happy with what he's done, so they're already saying they want to keep him as the councilman. And that's all right. And we also had Dr. Dorothy from Greater Cleveland Peace Action. So we dealt with quite a few issues. I'm glad we were able to at least deal with those issues. Also, today I want to put out there that at or around, if I'm not mistaken, it was 4 p.m. The story will either air tonight or it will air tomorrow night on Channel 5 News. But Dolores Gray, Brick House Wellness, she led something for Rosie Williams, 87-year-old grandmother suffering from dementia. The family had called 15 times on Terrence DeBose, is the grandson, who had been abusing the 87-year-old grandmother who's suffering from dementia. He has been in trouble for domestic violence, a registered sex offender, broke into the house, had people living in the house. So they were at 3699 East 103rd Street, 44105. There was a follow-up that happened. He's been picked up. They're not letting him go, and that's a blessing. Also, as I look to see what's happening this coming Thursday at 12 noon, I just got a phone call. Angela Y. Davis, as well as Brother Don Bryant, are leading the charge against Rick Bell. Now, remember, this show told you why they were backing up Wanda Jones, was a good judge, black judge, Other folks went with the white judge, Rick Bell. But there's a story that came out where a white woman who stole $250,000 gets probation, but the black woman who stole $40,000 goes to jail. Sentences, the different sentences spark calls for reform. As two Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court judges doled out disparate sentences, that's D-I-S-P-A-R-A-T-E, sentences this week to women who stole public money in separate cases, reigniting calls to create a statewide sentencing database to ensure judges mete out fair punishments. A white woman stole nearly $250,000 from the village of Chagrin Falls. Judge Holly Gallagher sentenced her to 2 years of probation. But a black woman who stole $40,000 from Maple Heights City Schools went before Judge Rick Bell, who sentenced her to 18 months in prison. Leaders of black faith organizations, labor organizations, current and former judges, and social activists all told, we'll go to Cleveland.com for this 20-foot step ladder for the soapbox. The plain dealer in other areas that the stark difference between the sentences damaged the credibility of the criminal justice system and reinforced the sentiment that judges disproportionately punish people of color or those without means. All of the leaders called on Cuyahoga County's judges and judges around the state to join in an Ohio Supreme Court pilot project that would create a public database to make transparent how judges sentence defendants and provide guardrails on judicial discretion that often results in unequal justice. Only 10 of Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court judges, 34 judges, have said they plan to sign on to the program. Six of those judges are in their first term on the bench. It's kind of hard to figure out how you can end up with results that are so different for similar kinds of actions. Former longtime Cleveland Municipal Court Judge Ronald Adrian said, cases like these point out the need for the system to do a better job of reviewing the data because there's lots of disparity between the way that people of color and white people are treated, but it doesn't get captured because nobody's really looking. Maybe what they should do is recall Rick Bell. But anyway, Ohio Supreme Court Justice Michael Donnelly, who spent 14 years on the Cuyahoga County Common Pleas bench before ascending to the state's highest court in 2019, and 8th District Court of Appeals Judge Sean Gallagher, said the adoption of the database would move the state closer to identifying and correcting issues that contribute to disparities in sentencing. We are satisfied with a system that would allow for two extremely different results like this, Donnelly asked. Is that good policy? Does it make the community more safe when our sentencing laws allow for that disparity? We need to ask that question in Ohio. Both judges said that while judicial discretion is important, the reaction to this week's differing sentences shows the state needs to do more to ensure that judges punish people who commit similar crimes more equally. So that's a big part of what's going on. Debbie Bosworth, a clerk in the Chagrin Falls Village Utilities and Building Department, stole more than $248,000 over 20 years by pocketing cash from residents' utility payments and moving money from the building department to the utility department to cover the theft. The village discovered her theft in 2019. She resigned and hired prominent defense attorney Ian Friedman. She paid for a forensic audit to determine how much money she stole and began to work to pay the money back. Friedman nearly worked out a deal with assistant prosecutors to have Bosworth plead guilty to a fourth-degree felony theft in order to bypass a grand jury. Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Michael O'Malley scuttled the deal, and instead a grand jury indicted her on 22 counts, including multiple counts of third-degree theft in office. Bosworth's case was assigned to Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Holly Gallagher, who has been on the bench since 2006 in her reign. Judges Holly and Sean Gallagher are not related. And Bosworth pleaded guilty, no contest to all 22 counts after the judge denied a motion. Friedman filed seeking to force the prosecutor's offer to accept the earlier plea deal, which would have allowed her to appeal to the 8th District. And so Friedman noted that Bosworth used her money to pay for her kid's schooling, among other things, had paid it back already. Under Ohio law, the state can seize the money left in public employees' pensions once they are convicted of theft in office. Bosworth had more than $200,000 in a pension and used that to pay back some money. Now, the thing is, the Carla Hopkins case. Carla Hopkins worked as a secretary and executive assistant at Maple Heights High School. Her job was to collect various dues and fees from teachers and students and turn in money and receipts to the school treasurer. Hopkins kept $42,000 out of more than $71,000 she collected for a year. An audit later determined she was indicted in May of 2020 on a single count of third-degree felony theft in office. Hopkins' case went to now former Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Wanda Jones. Bell, a longtime assistant prosecutor, defeated Jones in the November election and assumed her docket. Hopkins told Bell that she emptied her pension. She didn't know how much was in it, but after the taxes, she received about $20,000 to pay her bills after the school fired her. Her attorney, Brett Jordan, said that she began stealing the money while dealing with mental health issues and her gambling addiction, but has since gotten treatment and gone through a job placement program. In the meantime, she came up with $5,000 to pay towards her restitution. Assistant Cuyahoga County Prosecutor James Gutierrez, like Bridle, did with Bosworth, sought a prison sentence for Hopkins. He told Bell that the state would be fine with a sentence of between 9 and 12 months. Bell scolded Hopkins for taking her pension money and sentenced her to 18 months in prison, six more months than Gutierrez requested. Both judges declined to comment on their sentencing decisions. In a statement, spokesman Darren Tom said judges could not discuss individual cases beyond what they say in open court. And so the unequal sentences kicked off a swift reaction from community leaders who saw the outcomes together as another example of a white person with means catching a break while a black woman felt the justice system's wrath. That's what Danielle Sidnor, president of Cleveland branch of the NAACP, said. These types of things are the way the system was designed. Norman Edwards, the head of the Black Contractors Group in Cleveland, an influential political activist, said he was considering working against both judges' re-election campaigns. Ooh-wee, this is getting ugly. This is a terrible injustice, Edwards said. We're trying to build unity in this city and give our young children hope and show them a different way when we have our judicial system show this kind of disparity. I don't know what to say to kids. The Reverend Aaron Phillips, executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, who is also politically active, said his organization is seriously concerned about the disparity in the two sentences. Phillips, Sidnor, and Jerry Prim, head of the group GPAC that worked with the NAACP on a judicial endorsement and rating process whose group campaigned for bail, all said the sentences underscored the dire need to adopt a statewide sentencing program database. The Black Contractors of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition are very disturbed by the recent sentencing disparity by two women that committed similar crimes but received very different sentences. That's all I can say. I can't say anything else. That's the way it is right now. Anything else I add on to this would be just ridiculous right now. But it's a mother something shame on everything. I'm going to take my break, play this brand new track that has come through. Johnny O, we all know who did it, GMS Hood Famous Music Group, self-contained unit, producing music. They produced the track that you're about to hear.
Kenley told me to sing it like this. Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the source of recruit. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave God, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. all night, it will body rock all around the clock to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cops. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hicks and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
Johnny O, my man Joe.
Crack and Morris Black. Josephine asked who met Joe, who came along, added the young. Then they had a son, a young DJ named Joe, came creeping through the trenches. Back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria. He was sick to his vans and trucks as he ran amok. Boom Squad, yeah, they banned it up. First Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday he had it looking like a video. Kismet Square, it was a pimp affair. A free birthday party kept women in there. But
Man, we gotta tell them about the babies though. We gotta tell them about the babies though. He had Rochelle, Joe, Javon, Miles, and Sherelle. He had Jaden and Jamia, and Ava and Javelia. Man, they made him a grandpa. Break out the champagne so I can toast to him. Do the damn thing. Internet, go post to him. We hate you had to leave so soon. Super shout out to my nigga Joe Boone.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe Boone.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
They call me Cleveland Legendary Joe Boone. I started DJing when I was probably like 14 when I did my first party at a strip club. Put me in the game. Then I just started paying attention to everybody else and I figured it out.
Then you got some 1200s.
Then I got some 1200s.
And then you felt like God right there.
When I got some 1200s, it was over.
Right.
I was coming at niggas next. I was looking at Johnny O like, what's up?
And before we play another track, have to at least throw this out here from the I told you so, or we told you so. Don Bryant and others called in. No, undocumented immigrants don't commit more crimes. Research shows they commit a lot less. Well, yeah, because when you're in trouble, you know, you stay kind of silent. As it's an article of faith in some corners of politics and the media, all those undocumented immigrants crossing the southern border are making crime much worse in the United States. Now, here's what's important about this. We've been studying this for a while, and now they had to redo it again, as new research gives the lie to that assertion, and some border officials say continuing to promote it will only lead to another racist massacre, like the one that occurred in El Paso 2 years ago today, as the notion that undocumented immigrants bring crime has a healthy pedigree. As former President Donald Trump in 2015 said, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, referring to the staggering number of perpetrators of state and federal crimes. The governors of Texas and Arizona in June appealed to all other states to send their cops to the border to help. Their counterparts in Ohio, Iowa, and Nebraska complied. Boy, is Mike DeWine, as governor, going to be in trouble when he runs again. Anyway, Ohio state's troopers at least are still in Texas. The one problem, though, peer-reviewed, largely overlooked research published in December shows that undocumented immigrants in Texas likely aren't part of a crime wave. In fact, they're much less likely to be arrested for serious crimes than are people born in the United States of America. That's very deep in itself. Between 2012 and 2018, U.S.-born people were twice as likely as the undocumented to be arrested for violent crime in Texas, and 2.5 times as likely to be arrested for drug crimes. As Michael T. Light, a University of Wisconsin criminologist who was the lead author of the study, said, there was a longstanding consensus in his field that immigrants tend to be less crime-prone, but there wasn't any research specifically addressing criminality among undocumented immigrants, he said. Yeah, arrest records would show that. But anyway, we basically had to wring our hands and hem and haw when asked about crime by the undocumented, Light said in an interview. But then Light and colleagues, Jinging He and Jason P. Roby, discovered that the Texas Department of Public Safety included immigration status in its crime data. That created a big opportunity. They used the actual data. It's an area I've been researching for a while, immigration and crime, so this isn't an area that's new to me, Light said. What's new is that we had some really unique and detailed data to answer some basic questions, foundational questions about what is the relative crime rate of undocumented immigrants, the undocumented immigrants relative to other groups. And what they found in some ways was striking. While the researchers didn't expect that undocumented immigrants would commit more violent crime, they suspected the undocumented might commit more property crimes like theft because their economic opportunities can be meager. Instead, the researchers found that undocumented immigrants committed property crimes at 23%, the rate of native-born people, and 40% the rate of undocumented immigrants. That might show that undocumented immigrants are more concerned with the consequences of arrest than they are motivated to steal. They may be thinking, I'm going to get deported if I have run-ins with the law. So they act good. The data in the report runs directly counter to the statements of many politicians, including some in Ohio. For example, former state treasurer Josh Mandel is running in a nasty Republican primary to succeed Senator Rob Portman, a Republican who is retiring next year. The left wants open borders and lawlessness to create more chaos at the border, Mandel said in a July 19th tweet with a photo of a Texas state trooper standing in front of a line of apparently undocumented immigrants. Let's put America first, finish the wall, and enforce our laws. As governor of Texas, Greg Abbott might be expected to know better, but earlier this summer he held a press conference saying he would work to complete Trump's border wall. The embattled Republican said, what has changed is the carnage that is being caused by the people coming across the border. The Austin American Statesman rated the claim false, but that didn't stop Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, that's a hell of a name, Doug Ducey, governor of Arizona, from claiming in June that this year's surge to the border created threats to private property and to the safety of citizens. In other words, that's some BS. My thing is, as I look back here, let's go to the 216-566 number. 216-566, how you doing out there?
How you doing, Al Porter?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm out of ESA.
Repeat that again now?
I said it's Almighty FX.
What's going on, Almighty FX?
Nothing much. I just called to check in with you and tell you about the things going on and, you know, a few other things that I, you know, heard about Major and everything. But to start off, I got two projects coming. I got a mixtape dropping soon for the ages. That's got a lot of different songs on it, a little different than what I usually drop and everything like that. So I'm giving people a little taste of everything. It's more of like a celebration mixtape where I'm just, you know, it's a scenario mixtape where I'm just speaking of stuff hypothetically, not to the point of realism of a story, but actually storytelling or putting scenarios into a story to tell, if you get what I'm saying, and if that makes sense.
Got you.
But for that project, now I got an album that's coming out really soon. I know Major might have spoken about it, but you know, when it comes to the process of making music, you know, things change. Not saying that it's changing about my project, but you know, to make a project as good as you wanted to make it, sometimes you gotta risk sacrifices and push things back, you know.
Right.
But that album is coming really soon. There's a lot of different stuff on there. A lot of different sounds of what rappers, you know, of a rapper can really rap on and everything like that. I'm rapping on a lot of beats that average rappers really couldn't rap to, you know what I'm saying? So I'm basically
wow.
And everything and going a whole nother route so I can basically F on people's minds and stuff in a good way.
I like that. Very much. Different sounds and different styles. that other MCs wouldn't use. So I'm looking forward to it. I am already a fan and a big supporter of your music. I love to play it, especially on Voice It Radio. And you're very phenomenal when it comes to the videos as well that you've been in. So, again, that mixtape is dropping. What's the name of that mixtape?
Called For the Ages. So, you know, the title speaks for itself. I'm really having this as a mixtape for the mixtape. You know, I just put a lot into this mixtape. This is mixtape number 4. So, you know, I got to put it all into this one. Not to say that I ain't put my all into every other mixtape, but, you know, I put my all into every other mixtape in all different ways, which is why all of them sound different from having all identity. If you get what I'm saying. You know?
Yes, I do. And how... No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, how can we... And I remember what you said from the very beginning. Instead of not just following, how can we join in, become a part, support? How can we follow you and your music online?
Well, basically... The mixtape that I'm dropping, I'm putting them on YouTube for everybody to see. You know, more of a promotional thing, so everybody
right.
can get a taste of what I give everybody. You know, the diversity and the music. You know, pushing topics and stuff like that. Trying to show everybody I'm not a one-dimensional rapper. So a lot of rappers today, they're kind of one-dimensional where they can't veer off and talk about other stuff. They just stuck on one topic, and you know, and that's the you know hardest thing, so they can't adjust or evolve. You know,
but, I like that.
But also called to address the situation. Now, I know Maze told you about an incident that he got into before going to an interview and everything like that. And I'm just calling to say my piece on that because I heard a lot of animosity and a lot of talking about the label and everything like that. Now, I'm not one for, you know, or violence and stuff like that, but I really don't want to have to go there. If we can keep peace amongst each other, then let's do that, because too much BS going on, a lot of, use my language, niggerdom, a lot of ignorance. Now, it's too much going on for people to be split and divided as black people, because as you can see, we are the number one target in terms of everybody else. If you feel what I'm saying out, Porter.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Now,
and I'm glad you're saying that.
Yeah, I had to address it. I'm not truly involved in the situation, but if people are speaking down on the label, then that automatically involves me because I'm a part of the label. So I'm saying my piece on it now because I don't want things to escalate to a level that they don't have to go through because of egotistical, you know, thoughts and moves. So for those that came at Maze the wrong way, just drop it. We don't need nothing like that to happen.
Right, exactly.
So if we can settle everything, then so be it. But if we can't, we gotta cut ties and walk our own lane. So too much BS going on, and like I said, a lot of niggerdom. And that's all I'm gonna say on that for right now. Because
thank you, I appreciate that.
To a degree, it's not that serious, but at the same time, it is that serious. If that makes sense.
Man. Thank you very much for bringing that wisdom to everything. I appreciate you, Almighty FX, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming project so that I can help push it out there, too. I am a fan and supporter,
problem.
So thank you.
No problem. We're gonna love this next mixtape project. It's a little bit more vibing, you know, riding music, you know. It's a little different than the music I was rapping, you know. Politically correct music or political music. Now it's a little bit of political message within the music, but at the same time, survive music. Some songs that you can rock your head to, you know. And who knows?
All right.
When you listen to some of these songs, it might take you back. And that's the whole point of the projects that I dropped in terms of mixtapes, so I can take you back.
Hey, I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for calling in, Azeem.
Well, no problem. I'm trying to bring back that golden music, that golden rap music that we used to hear, man. Not too much of that no more. They don't make them like they used to, so it's time for us to elevate and bring it back, you know?
That's a great hashtag. Elevate and bring it back. Thank you once again, brother.
Well, no problem, Alport. I ain't gonna hold you up. I just came to, you know, speak my piece and, you know, share a little word of wisdom. And words of wisdom is always important for the youth and for whoever else they need to hear it. Because, like I tell people, knowledge is infinite. And you can learn something every day, whether it's simple or complex.
Mm. Thank you so much for spreading that wisdom.
No problem,
hey,
Alport.
No problem.
Yeah.
Peace. And
no problem,
I'm enjoying that knowledge that was just dropped off. As I go to the 216-235 phone number, the 216-235, man, I'm already pumped up already from what I'm hearing. 216-235, how you doing out there?
Man, let's go. What's happening?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Man, actually shocked, really. Just like really. I'm going to say really. Really? Really? BWE, do you hear me? Really? Really? I'm really. I'm going to say it again. Really? You want to talk about practice? 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 You want to talk about practice? Really, though. Yo, man, what's going on, Mr. Porter? This Major Tap.
I'm doing well. I know they ended up earning their slot number three in the top 10 this coming week.
Who?
But what's all your
who
take
what
on
slot?
What's going on? BWE.
Who earned what slot?
Well, what's happening?
I ain't paid attention. Apparently, you know what I'm saying? Like, in fact, though, ain't no roadie checks coming in. Let's say that. Ain't no roadie checks coming in. Show me a paycheck. Like, fact, though, I don't even mean to be like this, though. Thing is, though, I don't appreciate people putting on a fake demeanor, a fake propaganda demeanor, a fake image and stuff in front of people, put on a front in front of people and stuff like that. But then behind closed doors, y'all demeanor is so effed up to the point where it's like, nah, this ain't professional. You know, I've been, you know what I'm saying, in this, like, for a minute, like indie-wise, I've been this, you know what I'm saying, for a minute, and, like, professionals, you know what I'm saying, handle it a different way and stuff like that. I don't got time for boys walking down the stairs. Yeah, I said boy, because, Nick, like, dude, you a boy. You a boy. Like I said, you a boy. You know what I'm saying? I don't appreciate boys walking downstairs talking about, who talk about my mama. It was a rumor said that I disrespected LaToya Wilcher. She likes to be called Lady G, by the way. I'm going to just let it be known. Her name is LaToya Wilcher, though. She likes to be called LaToya G, whatever. Anyway, LaToya, I call her LaToya Jackson. LaToya Jackson, because, you know, it's a front. It's a front. Like I said, anyway, so LaToya Jackson and her Jackson 5 brothers. All I did was greet myself. You know, I had an interview there. I had an interview there with them.
Okay,
you know,
you had an interview.
I pulled up. You know, I was having a hard time trying to get there. Like, you know, my GPS was going crazy. I'm like, my GPS was sending me everywhere. So I finally got there. No, I didn't exactly search up there at 8 o'clock. You know, it was some time had passed and stuff like that. No, I showed up. I even called to let her know that, you know, it was stuff going on, things is messing up my GPS, things of nature and stuff like that. So I will be there, you know. So I finally get there, and I knock on the door. It's some middle aged lady sitting in there. They are they say, come on in. So I say hi, introduce myself, and I was like, so this is it? I'm all hyped, like I'm ready for the interview. Like, yo, let's do it. Let's do this. I'm finally here because I'm happy that I made it there and stuff like that. You know, some lady, apparently that was the lady of the household. She greeted me and everything, was smiling, grinning, talking and everything. Cool. I'm like, this is it? She's like, yeah, this is it. I'm like, so where's Latoya G at? You know, when I say where's Latoya G at, I hear her brother coming downstairs. I thought it was her dude at first. I don't know. I thought they was like a couple. It looked like incest to me, the way they be all hugged up and booed up with each other and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, I hear the son come downstairs talking about, what did he say to my mama? He know what I, like, baby, he just come downstairs talking some reckless stuff, like, on some, like, dude, is this serious? Like, is this really happening right now? He come downstairs, I'm thinking it's a joke or something like that. No, it ain't no joke. This dude, for real, this dude really thought I said something out the way to his mama. Like, real talk, though. And I'm thinking she about to vouch for me, be like, yeah, baby, he ain't say nothing out the way to me and everything. She turn around and flip the script and say, yeah, he disrespected the house and everything. Like how? I just walked in the door. I greeted myself. So I've disrespected y'all by greeting myself? Niggatry. It's a definition of niggatry. So yes, I was pissed. Words was like, I walked out, like, before it got escalated, I walked out. What, like,
so you walked out?
Latoya was trying to get me to come back in and do the podcast and stuff. I'm like, no, I feel some type of way now. Because I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Dude yapping at me. I'm telling dude, come and address me and stuff like that. He walk all over in the kitchen talking a bunch of nonsense. I'm like, Jody. Cause like I don't know what your issue is, dude. But look, man, like dumb that down. So like, she called herself trying to check me. Like, you disrespect my mama. Like, you know what I'm saying? And all like, I'm like, man, what am I supposed to, like? I'm just like, man, oh heck, no, man. I done walked into some effery, some real true effery, ratchet, super ratchet. You know what I mean? So I'm like, you know what? Like, he talking about, no, come here, you know, come still do the interview and stuff like that. No, da 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 da. I'm like, you know what? No, like, bunk that. So I turned around and walked out. I'm walking away. Latoya trying to follow me, trying to chase me down the street. You know what I mean? I don't know what she was saying there. I was like, yo, leave me alone. Don't walk up on me. Leave me alone. I don't hit women. Leave me alone. A brother, you know what I'm saying? He get off, like he walk outside, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, step off that porch. You know what I mean? Step off the porch. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, matter of fact, like I said, meet, you know what I'm saying, Wednesday, you know? Because, like, come on now. Y'all ain't about to have me up in the house where, dude, you talking nonsense to me. Like, I said, do you know who I am? Like, facts, though, do you know who I am? And I don't mean to brag and have no egotistic mind to it, though, but, like, real talk, though, like, what'd you just, like, why'd y'all just do that to me, though? Because I come with respect to everybody. So I was really, like, I was like, I ain't know what was going on. All I know is I gotta get up out of there. Cause some effery,
I've known of
a gun might get pulled. A gun might get pulled. Her brother, like, he a punk, so he's like, he don't want to throw no hands. Like I said, like
so
dude,
I'm going to ask you.
He don't want to throw no
hands. Known of you.
Like I said, I ain't just good with feet. I'm good with hands too. Like we saying, it's viral now. You hear me, Latoya?
Since,
and I don't know what your brother name is, but fuck boy, you hear me though. Y'all was very disrespectful.
I'm gonna ask you something. I wanna ask you right now.
Huh?
I wanna ask you Major Taps. Yeah. I've known of you since 2004. Knowing about the tap dancing school, the teaching of lessons and everything else. So I want to find out from you before we go any further that you feel that you didn't do or say anything disrespectful.
Nothing happened.
The mother.
Like,
okay.
Nothing,
on your
nothing happened. And so that's why I'm so confused and shocked about the situation. And yes, I was fucking, I was mad and I was pissed and stuff. Like, facts. I was mad and pissed. I'm like, this is so damn dumb and ignorant. You know what I mean? So, like, BWA, they full of crap anyway, though, because I done heard so many other stories about what they did to other people out in the community and stuff. Like, the example, Dontez Taylor, who I'm helping campaign and stuff. Matter of fact, LaToya was supposed to be on the campaign trail with Dontez Taylor. Apparently, that went sour. So Dontez told me, too. He was like, no, I ain't messing with her because I even invite him over to the interview that I was going to. You know what I'm saying? I invite him over there, like, why don't you roll over with me? Like, no, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, thank you, Dontez, for showing me about they true colors, though, because it's facts, though. They for the crap, like, you know what I mean? They for the crap. They brother. Matter of fact, I got a recording right now. You got time? I got a recording right now. They got they little punk-ass brother, or fake thug, you know what I'm saying, called my phone. Like, and he wasn't even there, though, but he talking crazy to me on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I got it recorded. Like, hold on. Give me 1 minute.
And since then, while hold you're on, doing that,
yes,
did this stop?
I'm listening.
At any time, has this stopped, even on your end or their end? I'm going to
okay,
ask
listen
you.
Listen to this 1 sec. Listen to this 1 sec.
Okay.
Let me tell you. This right here, like, real talk, though. LaToya, I told you what I was going to do. I told you. You, your brother, whoever, your family. You know, like, do your mama got Alzheimer's? I don't disrespect mamas. So I told you, don't cross my line with me. I ain't did nothing to you. It's like, listen to this. No, this ain't little brother. I don't know. Like, he said something. I don't know, Boogie or something, whoever he was. But this, this that little brother right now, he called me today. Here we go. Let's go. I'm saying get off my phone, man. Get off my phone. I'm saying pull up on Wednesday. Y'all wanna show? Y'all wanna talk threats? I told him I don't give a fuck how I like how I pulled up because I ain't come off disrespectful when I pulled up. That's what. Yeah. I ain't pull up disrespectful. Ain't nothing happened.
So that's the main thing right now. I want to stick with is that nothing happened. You never disrespected a mom.
Basically, that's what happened. I never disrespected nobody, like I said. That's what I said. That's what I told dude. Like, I pulled up. How do you know what I pulled up? I know how I pulled up. I know I pulled up kind, cool, irrespectful with stuff like that. Y'all don't disrespect me. Y'all showing y'all ratchet ghetto niggerism. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be black lives. That's why I feel Angela Davis, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm bump saying some Black Lives Matter to Black Lives Really Matter, though, because the way I showed up, man, like, I wish I had some people with me. I wish I had a recorder right there to see how these niggas acted, though. They acted like niggas. Niggas. I want to say niggers. Pardon my. I really want to say niggers. Facts, though. I want to say niggers because they was fucking ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Like facts, though. Like I said.
And I want to ask you,
like I said,
where did the idea come from to end up seeing them at Wednesday at a possible Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated
meeting at the
Dialogue Center?
Man, like I said, possible. Like I invited them on Wednesday. Dude was talking like nigga, let's get like I said, like real, like facts though. I'm literally inviting you in the middle of Kipling Street, in the middle of Kipling Street, I'm inviting your brother, Latasha, your little brother, too. I'm inviting both of them on Kipling Street, and we can duke the fuck out. Real the fuck facts, though. Let's duke it out on my turf. Fuck that shit. You ain't about to get me caught up in the motherfucking Justice Center on the motherfucking Saturday doing fucking 3 days and shit. Because, like, I wreck up in your house. I was being cool. Like, I don't know, y'all niggas could have had straps, knives, whatever.
I mean, the fact, important
man,
thing was
fact.
You left
y'all
out of the house.
Y'all me, though. Y'all owe me an apology. Facts. Y'all owe me an apology, though. Like I said, though. Dude, pull up on Wednesday. Like, LaToya, your brother, pull up on Wednesday. Facts, though. Pull up on facts, though. I'm going to show, like, facts, though. Nigga, you want to be tough. You want to be tough in front of your mama. Like, facts, though. You want to be tough. Like, come on, man. For real.
So,
like I said, I don't got time to be
asking for,
no broke. I don't
in
got
order
to be
for
no
this.
Broke. You know what, man? Like, this shit be a waste of my damn time.
Out.
That's why I'm really
you
mad.
Would
that's
like
why I know.
To have...
That's why I know, like, this shit is a waste of my fucking time. That's why I know if the nigga pull up, I'm about to beat the fucking brakes on him because it's a waste of my fucking time. I've been through two motherfucking shit. I've been through two shit already, Al. I don't think they understand. They think shit is sweet because the nigga tap dance. I'm going to show you. I'm good with these feet and these motherfucking hands, though. So, like, yeah, we can meet up on Wednesday. I said that shit already. Let's meet up on Wednesday. Let's meet up on Wednesday, nigga. Like, for real. Facts.
So,
what's wrong with these, man? For real. My boy already
so
called in.
So what you're looking at is a possible.
Like,
that's what I want to know from you, Major Tab. You said it, but I want to know from you.
Put them motherfucking on. Put them motherfucking, like, I like to make money. So we can do a celebrity like a celebrity boxing match or whatever, though. But y'all disrespecting me, though. Y'all disrespecting
okay.
Major Taps. Y'all disrespecting
and
Major Taps. I don't bother nobody. Y'all disrespecting
Major
Taps.
And I have to ask you a question.
Yeah,
I got to ask you a question, Major.
I
got
to
ask you a question. You're looking at the celebrity boxing and all that. I hear you. But are you looking for an apology? A flat apology?
Apology would be nice. I'll respect that, though, because y'all disrespected me. I ain't apologizing to shit because I ain't know I ain't did shit. Y'all disrespected me in y'all house, so y'all showed y'all ignorance. I ain't did shit to y'all mama. I don't disrespect mamas. I got a damn mama, my damn self. I got a damn mama, my damn self. Al, whenever I ever disrespect your mama, I don't disrespect mama. That's your mama.
I haven't had that one myself.
But still, like, even if she came me with some disrespect and shit like that, okay, all right, my mama, walk the fuck away. I ain't saying shit today, mama. The fuck is they on? They smoking fucking crack. The fuck is wrong with them? They on the fucking west side. I don't fuck with the west side anyway because them motherfuckers, they fucked up anyway in the head. All them drug-affiliated ass, head ass. She probably fucked up anyway.
So
her
we're
going to
do everything we can.
The fuck? Are they smoking dope?
This
with
dealt
are they doing
with.
X pills? Are they doing lean or something? Are they doing lean? I said, like, let meet up on Wednesday. That shit, like, nah, like, y'all done got me on one. Let's go. Like, y'all podcast is done. Y'all podcast is literally done. Like, literally, though. So let's meet up on Wednesday. We could damn so work it out. We could damn so work this shit out. But fucking straightening. And I don't even like Migos. Fucking straightening, though.
And I'll do my best to try to get this one worked out beforehand. And, hey, I'm glad you at least called in and at least speak.
We are proprietor ENT. Come on. Man, whoever listening right now, y'all know, man, look. I push positivity. I push positivity. I like to have fun, kick it. Every time I'm at an event, it's always love. I always show love to everybody. Can't nobody trying to ruin my rep or anything talking about I'm disrespectful to anybody. Every time I come out, that's the same love I gave them, though. But when I don't get the same love back, it's a damn problem. So, BWE, let's get it. Let's go. Let's go. Because I'm going to take my tap shoe and stomp on y'all shit. Little ass empire. I'm gonna stump on y'all shit. Let's go. Get off this phone.
I'll talk to you soon. As a matter of fact, that's about my work is cut out to get things together. I said it before. I'll say it again. It's coming Wednesday. Well, definitely. be based on the August 11th birth of hip-hop, nothing else, nothing more, nothing less, things will be stopped before they could start. Thank you. Peace. Prayers in effect.